Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Keller, your host. Fired up for the show today. First hour, Carlo. Second hour, Tim. And it's open forum both hours. 888-318-7884 is the number to call. 888-318-7884. Open forum means open to anyone on any topic that you might have in mind. But we're going to give out a different number in a second, so let me just say that number again. Jot it down if you're planning on calling later, because I won't be saying it much during this hour of programming. 888-318-7884. Those of you who have been around doing this with us for a while, you know why I won't be saying that number too much, because I got to give out another number. Every 3 months, each quarter, we need to come to you to ask you to fund us for another quarter. It's worked for 25 years. We are in our 26th year now. We passed our 25th anniversary last month. 25 years it's been working, and we got to make it work again. And we ask you for your help, for your generous help, please, as we try to be fully funded for the next year. And that number to call, and you right now, you could be the first person to call our first pledge drive of 2023. That number is 888-291-8000. Our colleagues are waiting by the phones, 888-291-1000. Or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Carlo Broussard, of course, one of our apologists here at Catholic Answers, and also one of our favorite people. Carlo, thanks for being here with us for Open Forum.
Cy, thanks for having me, and I'm very flattered to know that I'm one of your favorite people.
You certainly are. And you know what? We'll make you even more of one of my favorite people?
If I can raise money,
yes.
How about we just come right out the gates and say guys, we got $15,000 goal here in the first hour.
Yep.
Give us a call right now. Can you imagine if somebody can call and be the first caller, and what will they be able to say? Hey, to their friends, I was the first caller.
I got it started.
Catholic Answers Live. I got the ball rolling. How about that?
That would be great, because often getting the ball rolling is the hardest part of this. But let me tell you now, we're going to come to you just 6 hours every quarter. We don't use the whole hour. We're just going to talk about this for a couple minutes, and then we're going to go right to the phones. We've got Ansley in Charlotte, South Carolina, ready to go with a question for Carlo, and more calls about to come in. So don't worry about that. We're going to do the regular show. But towards the end of these 6 hours, it gets harder to get through because the lines are full. We're trying to rush people through and all that right now. At your leisure, call, talk as long as you like, share your story if you like, find out about what the various gifts or the thank you gifts are that we have this time. You can do all of that. Just pick up the phone now, and you got all the time in the world. 888-291-8000. That's towards that $15,000 match, but if you go safe and secure online, that goes to the same match. That's CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Carlo, I think what we should probably do is let people dial the phone, and we'll go right to the – we'll do a call.
Yeah, just in case they forgot, 888-291-8000.
Wait, you were saying 888-291-8000 is the number to call?
Is the number to call. 888, that's – 3 8s,
yes.
888,
yes.
291-8000.
All right, looking forward to somebody taking Carlo up on that and calling. We got a $15,000.
Be the first caller. Amen.
A $15,000 for dollar match means every pledge up to $15,000 is matched dollar for dollar, whether it's a monthly pledge or a first time, a one time pledge, whatever. And you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. 888-291-8000 is that number to call. I said that I was going to go to Ansley in South Carolina. We're always happy when Ansley calls. Last time Ansley called, I believe the number was 10 years old. And Ansley, you still 10 years old?
Yes.
Well, we love when you call. Go ahead with your question for Mr. Broussard.
Is Mary present when we have the Mass?
Ansley, that is a great question, and the answer is yes. Mary is present at Mass along with all of the heavenly host, all of the other saints and the angels. They are all there present with us in a spiritual way, worshiping our blessed Lord in the Holy Eucharist at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. And here is a great image, Ansley, for us to keep in mind when we go to Mass. In the Bible, you ever heard of the book of Hebrews? It's in the Bible in the New Testament. I'm sure you've heard of that before. Yeah. Well, the author of that book describes something to us about the reality of all of the saints in heaven and how they're connected to us and present with us and encouraging us on in our walk with Jesus. And we could apply it to the Mass as well. So, Ansley, check this out. If you go in your Bible, whenever you hang up and you look up Hebrews chapter 12, starting with verse 1, here's what the author tells us. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside sin which clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. That's Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Notice, Ansley, how the author describes our life as a Christian as a great race. We're running this great race. And at that time, in the first century for Jesus, whenever he talks about running a race, you would imagine this great big stadium, kind of like a football stadium for the Super Bowl, right? Where all the football teams play. And everybody is in the stadium and watching the games, watching the running of the race. Well, the author is describing our Christian life like that. We're running a race in this great big huge stadium. Well, who are the ones sitting in the seats of this great big stadium watching us here on earth walk our Christian life with Jesus? Well, the author tells us in Hebrews chapter 11, it's all of the righteous saints in heaven, all of the great righteous people, the holy people in the Old Testament, and all of the holy people who love Jesus in heaven right now. They are the ones in that big stadium, Ansley, watching us run the race. And guess what? Not just watching us run the race, Ansley, they're actually cheering us on and praying for us. So, Ansley, that's the kind of image that we can have when we go to Mass as we worship Jesus in the Holy Eucharist and know that Mary and all of the other saints in heaven and the angels are present there like in this great big stadium watching us and worshiping with us Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. What do you think of that, Ansley?
I love that.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for calling.
Well, we love it when you call, Ansley. I hope you'll call many, many more times as more questions come up. We had a little bit of fundraising to do right now. Let me just explain what we're doing this hour. This hour, the first hour of our first pledge drive of 2023, we have a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. So any pledge, a one-time pledge of $5, a monthly pledge of $100, it's all matched up to $15,000, dollar-for-dollar. The number is 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Also, in addition, and I know some folks have become kind of used to this one now, so I wanted to mention this again. We do have an additional match for anyone who starts a new monthly pledge. So if you start a new monthly pledge, say at $10 a month, that's $120 over the year, all of that for the whole first year is matched today for us up to $15,000. 888-291-8000. Maybe you are one of those folks who's very, very blessed and you could do, let's just say $100 a month. I say that because I can do the math. That's $1,200 at the end of the year. All of that is matched right now, $1,200 immediately. We really, we had five calls already. So we did break the ice a bit. We got those first five calls in, but we've got 12 lines open right now with our colleagues waiting to take your calls. Please pick up the phone and call in any amount. Any amount that you give will be matched up to $15,000. And if it's a new monthly pledge, it'll be matched a second time. So again, just think, imagine that. I said the $1,200 would become $2,400, but when you think of it that way, it actually becomes $3,600. It's an extraordinary opportunity. Please take advantage of it. 888-291-8000.
Yes, Si, you know, for our listeners out there, it's quite simple if we put it like this. If you appreciate the work that we do here at Catholic Answers, then you need to call and give us your financial support. Why? Because we can't do the good work that we're doing and that our listeners believe that we're doing without that financial support. Just kind of like this, Si, you don't send your soldiers into battle without what's required for the battle, the weapons and the training, right?
Right.
Well, we can't do our work here at Catholic Answers in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and the fullness of truth of life in the Catholic faith unless we have that financial support, because we rely on that money to keep the lights on, to keep the radio going, to extend our ministries and all various forms of digital media that's out there for us to keep up with everybody and meet the people where they're at and meet their needs in order to explain and defend the Catholic faith, which is our mission here at Catholic Answers. Again, we cannot achieve that goal. We cannot continue to do this work that, and to be frank, is a cause of me being here right here and right now speaking to you, right? I'm a fruit and a product of the work here at Catholic Answers. As so many people in their conversions,
yes.
When I'm on the roadside, people come up to me time and time and again. Carlo, I know you've probably heard this a million times, but Catholic Answers was very instrumental in my conversion and my coming to faith and the Catholic faith. And so, listeners, I'm begging you, I'm pleading with you, if you believe in what we do here at Catholic Answers, please call 888-291-8000 and give us your financial support so that we can continue to do what we believe God is calling us to do and what many people out there, you the listeners, believe God is calling us to do. So join the team, become a member of the Catholic Answers family, and help contribute and support to the work that we're doing here at Catholic Answers. 888-291-8000.
11 lines open, 4 calls on right now. The way it works here is that our colleagues just take the afternoon and sit by their phone and wait for the phone to ring. When you call, you're getting right here into this building someone that works here at Catholic Answers. Maybe it'll be Chris Schack. Maybe it'll be Tim Staples. Maybe it'll be Bernadette. Maybe it'll be Sarah. Maybe it'll be David. I can't name all 50 people that are here, but it's going to be somebody here. So if you want to tell them your story, we love sharing the stories, especially after the show is over on these pledge drive days and hearing about them. Maybe there's something we can share on the air, or maybe you want to ask them something about Catholic Answers. It's whatever you like. Maybe you want to get done really quick. They'll get you done in about 90 seconds if you want to get done real quick. 888-291-8000. As I said, we're going to allow Carlo to keep doing his job, which is answering questions. But let me review for you again where we are. We'll go back to take another call, and then we'll see if we can fill those lines up. Right now, we are in the midst of our first hour of our 2023 first pledge drive, our winter pledge drive of 2023. We do this each quarter, and it actually funds us for the next 3 months. And so it's, as Carlo was saying, it's very direct. It's not a kind of like, I'm not sure what my money's doing. Well, when we're on the air next week, you'll know what your money's doing because that's what it does. The system has worked for 25 years. Rarely have we had money in the bank. That's just not the way it's worked out for us. But our listeners have time and time again come through for us. So a very generous donor made $15,000 available for this hour. Every pledge is matched. Any pledge, any amount, any recurring or one-time matched dollar for dollar up to $15,000, 888-291-8000. And if it's a new recurring pledge, it's matched again. So it's tripled. It's double matched, 888-291-8000. You can do the same. It all goes to the same place if you go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And you can even text if you like. Just text the word Catholic to 24/365. How often do we love the Catholic faith? 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Just text the word Catholic to 24/365.
Si, it's important for our listeners to know that they have an exhortation, a strong one at that, from the Second Vatican Council. In its decree on the means of social communication, it stated the latest media of social communication are indispensable means for evangelization. And then it goes on to state effective support should be given to good radio and television programs. My friends listening, do you think Catholic Answers Live is a good radio program? Do you think Catholic Answers Live and the whole Catholic Answers apostolate is an indispensable means for evangelization? I think so. I know you think so,
I sure do, yeah.
If you,
do,
my
actually.
Dear friends listening out there, think so with us, then please heed the exhortation of the Second Vatican Council and give us effective support to Catholic Answers by calling 888-291-8000 or at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or as you mentioned, Si, text Catholic to 24365. That is text Catholic to 24365 and give us the help that we need, please.
All right, going back to the phones. Carlos said before, can we get our first caller on the line? And immediately, Jerry from Pennsylvania, Ryan from South Carolina, Tom from Ohio, and Jeffrey from Indiana picked up the phone and called. So all four of you, thank you so much. I think Jerry got in there. She squeezed in there first. But thank you all very, very much for your support and for getting us started, for breaking the ice. Back to the phones we go. Let's go to Aaron in Hastings, Michigan, watching on YouTube. Our old friend Aaron. Nice to hear from you again, Aaron. Go ahead with your question for Carlo.
Hi, Carlos. Thanks for taking my call. I know I asked this before, and you guys gave me the book Pope Peter. I just don't know what in the world I did with it.
You lost the Pope Peter book? I would guess, because this is how many people use the book, it's a doorstop somewhere in your house. But
Joe will be here in person to defend himself this week.
But he's not here now, so I'm guessing it's holding a door back somewhere. But we can probably send you another copy, Aaron. Just hang on, but go ahead with your question for Carlo.
What proof do we have that Peter was the first pope?
Right. Well, first of all, I would want to inquire as to what we understand by the first pope. And assuming that we're on the same page here, meaning that he had this leader, he was constituted as a leader of the universal church. He was this visible principle and source of unity for the Apostolic 12, the College of the Apostles, and the church at large. If that's what we're meaning by first pope, then we would appeal, in our tradition, we have always appealed to several texts in Scripture, as well as the early Christian testimony and their understanding of the authority of the Bishop of Rome, looking to that historical evidence, seeing that the successors to Peter in the Bishopric of Rome possessing that authority. So with regard to Scripture, Aaron, I don't know, I'm sure you've done some reading on your own. You're probably familiar with Matthew 16, 18 through 19, where Jesus, we would argue, makes Peter the visible rock upon which Christ is going to build his church. Assuming that we can justify that claim, which I argue we can, and Joe Heschmeyer does a good job of that, arguing for it in his book, Pope Peter, that Peter is the metaphorical rock, well, then we can infer from that that Peter is the visible foundation of Jesus' church here on earth. And in as much as he is the foundation, he is that visible principle and source of unity, the identifying marker for the true church of Jesus Christ, because wherever the foundation is, there's the true church of Christ going to be. And of course, in Matthew 16, 19, our Lord gives Peter the keys of the kingdom of heaven. We have a specific way of interpreting the keys of the kingdom of heaven in light of the key of the house of David, as explained and talked about in Isaiah 22, 22, which would signify Jesus making Peter the chief, and I emphasize chief, royal steward, because there's only one royal steward, and he's the chief royal steward of Jesus' kingdom here on earth. And he and Peter receiving from our Lord a unique authority to bind and loose on earth. Whatever he binds and looses on earth is bound and loosed in heaven. A binding and a loosing authority that is independent of the collective authority of the apostles that our Lord gives them to bind and loose in Matthew 18, 18. So that would be one text that we would refer to. Now, obviously, Aaron, as you know, this is just a sketch. These are claims that we make, and of course, more time would be required to unpack and justify those claims. But other texts that we look to, just very briefly, then we have to move on here, unfortunately, due to the episode here. Luke 22, 29 through 32 would be another example where our Lord makes a unique promise to protect Peter from the sifting of Satan and gives him a unique command to strengthen the brethren. And in John 21, 15 through 17, where our Lord gives Peter the instruction and the command to feed and shepherd his sheep including all of his sheep, including the very apostles who were present there at the time, that Peter would be the shepherd of those sheep as well, the universal shepherd of Christ's flock here on earth. So those would be three biblical texts that we would appeal to, as well as early Christian testimony of some of the early church fathers and what they have to say about the bishopric of Rome and their understanding that Peter was succeeded by men in that bishopric, and those successors of Peter having unique authority that all the other churches throughout the Christian world would have to submit to and assent to, because in that church was preserved the apostolic tradition that's coming from St. Irenaeus in the late 2nd century of AD 180 in his work against heresies. Again, all of these are claims and sketches, but at least you kind of know where we would go. And then if you're interested, Aaron, to do the reading to justify those claims, you can check out, again, Joe Heschmeyer's book, Pope Peter, as well as Joe's book, The Early Church Was the Catholic Church.
If Edgar's got time, he'll get your address and we'll send you the Pope Peter book again. But it's very, very busy today, so we'll see if he's got time. Just hang on the line and see if he's able to pick up. The number here in order to support us during this pledge drive and keep us on the air for the next 3 months is 888-291-8000. This hour, we are more than a third of the way through the hour, and we have raised about $2,000. We have a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match to use, and we have raised about $2,000 of it. That is not unusual. I'm not saying that to worry anybody, but we need your help, because often, you know, the first 20 minutes when people are just hearing that we're having the drive is when people are making decisions. So if you've made your decision, would you please pick up the phone and call, because we've got 12 lines open right now of our colleagues waiting to take your calls. 888-291-8000, a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. And let me just tell you what one caller did while Carlo was answering that question. A gentleman in Texas, Craig in Texas, he made just slightly more than a $50 a month donation. So let's round it to 50 just because I can do that math. So over the course of the year, that's a $600 donation to us. Thank you very much for that, Craig. But because there's a match on right now for every donation, that's $1,200 to us. And then there's a second match for every new recurring donation, so it's matched again. So Craig, by giving $50 a month right now, has made funds available to us, let's put it that way, of $1,800. Darren's so impressed that I did that match. 888-291-8000. Tons of lines open. A great time to pick up the phone and call.
Absolutely.
Whether it's a one-time gift, small gift, large gift, medium gift, recurring gift, does not matter. We got matches for you this hour, and we're not even close to using them up. So pick up the phone and call. 888-291-8000. Carlo, I know you're itching to go back to the phones.
Yes, I am.
But I want to tell people the gifts that we're able to give.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, great idea.
So if you could take us up on that recurring pledge. If you come in at the $10 a month pledge, remember it's tripled right now because we have both matches still available this hour. A $10 a month pledge is tripled, and you become a member of our Society 315, which gets all kinds of interesting bonuses during the year, video, audio, text materials will be sent to you. But you also get the welcome box. It includes the Society 315 t-shirt, the car magnet, a coupon code for a discount at shop.catholic.com.
And that's only $10 a month,
and that's
right?
$10 a month, yeah.
Gyms, fitness gyms are $10 a month, and this is way more valuable than a fitness
gym.
That
is an excellent point. No one has ever brought up the fitness gym till Carlo came in. And look at the guns on him. That's what he's thinking about. $20 a month, we'll add two more gifts. We're going to send you the new book, Heart of the Gospel, about the Beatitudes by Father Sebastian Walsh, and a really fine book called A Teacher of Strange Things by yours truly. We'll send you both of those if you can come in at $20 a month. If you come in at the $45 a month level, remember, all of these are tripled because these are new monthly donations. Come in at the $45 a month or more, and we'll add to all of that Pillar of Fire and Pillar of Truth, our booklet on the Catholic faith, and the entire course, Beginning Apologetics by Jimmy Akin at our School of Apologetics. You get the whole course. So come on in at the $45, $20, or $10 a month level. It's tripled, and you get all those nice things. 888-291-8000. At the $84 a month level, you also become a member of our President's Club, and we can tell you about the benefits of that later if you'd like. And at the $417 a month you become a founder. You become a member of our founders circle. 888-291-8000.
Yeah, and Cy, they can also go online, right, and donate at CatholicAnswersRadio.com?
Yes, CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Or they can text Catholic to 24365. Either of those three ways, 888-291-8000, go online, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or text Catholic to 24365. Whichever you prefer and is easiest for you, please do so, because we want to hear from you right now. We need your financial support. We need your prayers. Also, don't forget that whenever you're making your donation, check this out, Cy, to make a donation, right, to support the work that we're doing here, make sure that you're praying while you're doing it, offering up a prayer, right? Make that donation an act of prayer on our behalf. It can be a way of intercession for us so that we can be fruitful in our work. We would most greatly appreciate it. And think about this, Cy. Pope St. Paul VI in his apostolic exhortation in 1975, Evangelii Nuntiandi, he gave us a great explanation of evangelization, what it is and the ways to achieve it. I hear the music coming on, so on the other side of the break, we'll come back to this. 888-291-8000, please call us now.
Lots of lines open, 888-291-8000, Susan in Minnesota and Steve in Pennsylvania. We'll get to you right when we come back. Do a little more fundraising, continue to have fun, but do pick up that phone and call 888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Scott Kellett, your host. Carla Broussard here with us this hour. Tim Staples next hour. Both hours are open forum. And both hours also involve some fundraising. So let me give out the open forum number because I do want people to be able to get in and ask their question. That's what we do here, after all. And that's what we'd like to do. So if you have a question for Carlo or for Tim, you're welcome to call 888-318-7884. That is not the donor line. That is the line right in here to the studio where Edgar will either screen you in or screen you out. 888-318-7884. He doesn't look like he's in a screen and out mood today, so don't worry about it. But this is the last time I will give that number this hour. 888-318-7884. Because now we have to give out the other number. And that is the donation line number. There are five lines open right now. 888-291-8000 is the number to make your pledge. 888-291-8000. And our break there interrupted you while you were making a point. So I'm going to go back to you, Carlo.
Yeah, I was just trying to share with our listeners that Pope St. Paul VI, in his apostolic exhortation, Evangelii Nuntiandi, in 1975, stated that in order to effectively evangelize, we got to enter into the very strata and concrete milieu of people, right? And convert people's consciences and activities from within. He goes on to say we got to be present to them so that they can dialogue with the gospel, and we got to be present to them in their activities. All right, so what better way to be present to someone while they're driving their car to work or to bring their kids to school, or while they're running on the treadmill at that gym, $10 a month, which should be coming this way to Catholic Answers, or whatever, or they're jogging in the park. How can we best be present to them in their concrete milieu, in their homes, in their activities, present to them while they're doing their activities? Catholic radio, that's the way.
Yeah.
To where they're listening to Catholic radio, Catholic Answers Live, or the podcast. The Catholic Answers Live and our whole apostolate here is the way in which we can achieve this goal of evangelization and do what Pope St. Paul VI, this is a saint talking, by the way, right? And so our saint, this saint, is giving us the instruction manual on how to effectively evangelize. And Cy, Catholic Answers Live is a way to do that. It's an essential ingredient in this recipe. If you're cooking a good pot of gumbo, you got to have the right recipe. You got to have the right ingredients, right? Catholic Answers Live is an essential ingredient to effectively evangelize. Folks listening out there, if you want to effectively evangelize, you might not be able to do what we do here at Catholic Answers on the radio as apologists and as speakers, but you can join the team. You can contribute by calling 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Make your financial contribution. Join the team. Join the Catholic Answers family. If you already are, support the team. Support the Catholic Answers family. And you can be a part of the Great Commission, as our Lord said in Matthew 28:19-20, go out into all nations and make disciples. That's what we do here at Catholic Answers Live.
888-291-8000 is the number to call. Every pledge matched dollar for dollar this hour up to $15,000. Every recurring pledge, every new recurring pledge is double matched. So wonderful opportunities, and we really do need your support, because starting off good on the first day is very important to having a healthy pledge drive. I want to tell you, I was about to say, look, we're halfway through the show and we're about 25% of the way to meeting our match. And some wonderful people, Jake in Iowa and Yolanda in Texas.
Thank y'all.
Coming in with recurring donations, but still we're only at 25. I was about to say that, and then Kathleen in Florida, she hits us with a $2,600
pledge.
So, Kathleen, thanks. We're getting closer now.
Thank you, Kathleen.
We're closer to, what are we about? What's the percentage there of that? So we're at 45% now. 45% and 50% of the show of this hour to go. So let's go back to the phones then.
Yeah, as we would say in Louisiana, thank you, Chef.
That's right. You know, when you say gumbo, as soon as the word gumbo comes out, the next few words, they have a Cajun flavor to them.
There you
go. Yeah, you flavor your words after the word
gumbo.
Oh,
I see. I kind of slip back into it, right?
Yeah. 888-291-8000. Or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or if you're one of those people with an iPhone, which is pretty much everybody on earth now, I think, just text the word Catholic to 24365.
Oh, come on, man. Don't discriminate against the Samsung people.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Samsung. I apologize. My iPhone 8 apologizes. Susan in Tracy, Minnesota, watching on YouTube. You are very patient, Susan. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead with your question for Carlo.
Okay. I just have a question. I am attending RCIA class right now, still discerning about entering the Catholic Church. And I have a question regarding eternal security and assurance of salvation. And I was wondering what the Catholic interpretation of Romans 8:1 is. I guess it's not just 8:1, it goes on after that, but where it says there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Right.
So my question is, how do you define someone who is in Christ Jesus? And how, as a Catholic, should I take that verse and how should I interpret that? Because in the past, from the tradition I come from, that is one of the verses that they use to you know, for eternal security and assurance of salvation.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That's my question.
All right. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So the key here is being, as you pointed out, in Christ. There is no condemnation. So the Catholic understanding of that is, as St. Paul is saying here, as long as we are in Christ, we are not to be condemned to eternal damnation. So the question is, first of all, how do we initially get into Christ? Well, clearly, St. Paul teaches us that faith is necessary, and sometimes that's going to be a faith that's what we call in theology a non-living faith, where we're just believing based upon God's revelation. There's some initial grace, we call it actual grace, that's kind of helping us along in order to see the revelation that baptism is the ordinary instrument or channel or means through which we receive the perfect theological virtue of faith that's going to actually give us peace with God, quoting St. Paul from Romans 5:1. So it's through baptism ordinarily that we actually receive that grace, which we call justifying grace or sanctifying grace, the grace that's going to put us in right relationship with God, a relationship that's grounded not merely and God just simply declaring us so and reckoning us to be at peace with him, but a declaration that involves also an interior transformation within us that serves as the ground to match up, you might say, with God saying, you are at peace with me. That sanctifying grace is that which gives us peace with God and thereby justifies us. We receive, according to the New Testament, Susan, we receive that grace through baptism. 1 Peter 3:1, baptism now saves you. Romans 6:3-4, St. Paul teaches us that through baptism we die with Christ and we rise to a newness of life. So we receive new life through baptism. And that baptismal death, according to Paul in Romans chapter 6, verse 7, frees us from sin. And the Greek word there that is used in the Greek verb is to justify us from sin. And so, Susan, the answer to your question is that we get into Christ through baptism. St. Paul also teaches that in 1 Corinthians 12:13, we are baptized into the one body of Christ. So we get into Christ through baptism, and in as much as we are in Christ, united to him, by sanctifying grace, we are thereby justified and thus have peace with God. And so in as much as we are in Christ, we are not condemned. And so then the question becomes, Susan, is it possible for us to fall out of Christ, to no longer be in Christ after we have already been in Christ? And the answer to that question is yes. St. Paul teaches us this in Galatians. Oh, man. Is it Galatians chapter 5, verse 4, I think it is, if my memory serves me correctly, where Paul tells the Galatians, you have been severed from Christ. You have fallen from grace. The implication, Susan, being that the Galatians were once in Christ, thus not subject to condemnation, but now they are not in Christ, and therefore now subject to condemnation. So it's possible to lose that relationship with Christ. So for us as Catholics, Susan, we enter into Christ, we're no longer subject to condemnation. But if we fall out of that relationship from Christ due to what we call mortal sin, and we die in that state without repentance, then we will be condemned. Hell will be our eternal lot. But it is possible, Susan, that if we fall out of Christ, like the Galatians did, it is possible to be reinstated through repentance, ordinarily through the sacrament of reconciliation, and thus no longer be subject to condemnation. And if we die in that state, being in Christ, in friendship with Christ, heaven is ours, not subject to condemnation.
Thank you so much for that call. right now we are actually, we're getting closer. And you know what it is? It's one of those things where, and we've seen this many times, folks of all different means are supporting us. I mean, we've had recurring donations from $5 recurring donations up to more than $100 a month recurring donations. I'm happy to see that because we have both matches right now for all new recurring donations. So maybe you could come in at the $10 level and become a member of Society 315. Maybe you could come in at the $20 level and become a member of Society 315 and get the books Heart of the Gospel and A Teacher of Strange Things, both books about Jesus that you can make use of this Lent. Maybe you could come in at the $45 a month level or more, and in addition to all that, get the Pillar of Fire, Pillar of Truth booklet and an entire course in our School of Apologetics. At $45 a month or more, you get the Beginning Apologetics course in the School of Apologetics from Jimmy Akin. Perfect time to take advantage of that double match for those who make a new recurring donation. Let's fill up those lines right now. 18 of our colleagues are on the phones waiting. 4 of them have calls on right now. If my math is right, that means 14 open lines for you. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Catholic Answers Live.
Do you love praying for people? Have you ever wanted to use your gift of prayer to share Jesus with others and build up the body of Christ? Start a public prayer station with St. Paul Street Evangelization. Listen to people's needs, pray with them, or invite them to meet you at church. St. Paul Street Evangelization can help you get started. Find out how at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Carla Broussard, our guest this hour. Next hour, Tim Staples. Both hours are open forum. And one of the things, we have a policy here of tell people the truth about what we need. Don't exaggerate it, but don't sugarcoat it either. And that has always paid dividends for us because so many very kind people are willing to help us. So let me not sugarcoat this. The last two pledge drives that we had were really tough, really, really tough. And they did make things more difficult around here. And we know, we don't know why, but we know that there was, at the same time as that, a lot of inflation, gas prices and utility prices and eggs went crazy. So maybe we're getting killed by gas, utilities and eggs. Maybe that's what's killing us. But so we really are in need of a good pledge drive this time. And so let me tell you honestly where we are as far as this hour goes. We have a $15,000 dollar for dollar match to make, and we're doing great. We've got $12,000 in, a few thousand dollars more, and we'll get there. So I as I said, our policy is tell the truth and let you decide about helping us. But I do want to, in order to make that last bit of the match, we're going to need quite a few people to make those recurring gifts. You know, a $10 recurring gift, it's $120 to us, but it's tripled right now because it goes on to that $15,000 match, and then it has the additional match from another donor who's matching all new recurring gifts. So perfect time for all of that. 888-291-8000. I don't want you to lose heart. We're going right back to the phones very, very shortly. Let me give you a little more information. CatholicAnswersRadio.com is where you can go online. All of the money goes to the same spot. It's all subject to the same bonuses. But we'll call it bonuses. 888 matches. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Or they can text Catholic to 24365. That's yet a third way to give your financial support and actually participate in what now the late, God rest his soul, may he rest in peace, Pope Benedict XVI, we don't have to say emeritus anymore, but what Pope Benedict XVI said, to give a visible expression to the interconnectedness present among members of the mystical body, in a 2008 symposium to radio broadcasters, he had this to say, talking about the radio networks. They are a real echo in the world of the network of friendship among mankind of all continents and epochs. So notice how the radio networks and what we do here at Catholic Answers Live and all of the radio stations out there, or give a visible, concrete, flesh expression of that interconnectedness that we have as members of the mystical body of Christ. So my listeners, my dear friends out there listening, if you want to participate in that great mission of giving that visible expression, putting flesh on the bones of the interconnectedness that we have, and follow this exhortation of Pope Benedict XVI, and in memory of him, make a donation to us at 888-291-8000 so that we at Catholic Answers can continue to provide that visible, concrete expression of the interconnectedness that we all have as members of the mystical body of Christ, and make visible the invisible Christian friendship that we share. And radio does that.
888-291-8000 is where you can call and make your pledge. There are, again, 14 lines open. That's a lot of folks here not doing their regular job because they're waiting by the phones. They'd love to talk with you, and they will talk long. They will talk short, whatever you would prefer. 888-291-8000. Going to go back to the phones and do our day job now. It's open forum. I do want to tell you this, Carlo. I think you saw the note, but I want everybody to know that Chris called earlier. And she said she's delighted that Carlo is here for a pledge drive, and she'd like to see more of you on the pledge drive.
I am extremely grateful for those kind words, Si.
He is.
But
I know he is.
I would be even more grateful if Chris made a donation. We don't know if Chris made a donation or not, but we would be even more grateful. So for all of you listening, if you want to call in, call 888-291-8000 and make the donation. We'll take the kind words as well, but we want the donations this hour and for the next hour.
Six hours total. Yeah. Steve in Pennsylvania listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. There you go. Another thing that reaches people all around the world have the Catholic Answers Live app. It's paid for by these radio drives. 888-291-8000. Steve, thanks for waiting. Go ahead with your question for Carlo.
Oh, thank you guys so much for taking my call. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, we're so fantastic. Happy you're here.
I listen to you guys every single night, and I got, you know, Si, I got your book, and I got Carlo. I have two of yours, and actually that was part of my question, is I just recently I got the audio book of the Blueprint for the Mass, and I was looking, I was hoping to find, because, I mean, everything in there, it takes it right back to Scripture,
yeah.
You know, tradition, Scripture, however we get it. And the one part, you know, when you're in Mass, right before Communion, you know, you're kneeling and you say, you know, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, which comes, you know, directly from Scripture.
Right.
But then it's only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Yeah.
So I'm going, what's the word? I'm waiting to hear something coming through. You know, what's the word?
Yeah. Steve, great question. And thank you so much, buddy, for listening. To just a bit of a clarification for our audience there. It's a CD set that I actually recorded, three CDs of teaching on the biblical roots of the Mass. And it is true in there, you know, we're going over that response. This comes directly from sacred Scripture, Matthew chapter 8, verse 8. And Si, this is one example among many, as I point out in that CD set, that Catholic worship and the holy sacrifice of the Mass is a biblical thing. It's inundated with sacred Scripture. This is just one example among many. But Steve, to answer your question, there's no specific word that we're referring to, or that our Lord is referring to, or that the scriptural text is referring to, for the person asking for the Lord to heal him and for us, heal us. It's more of a phrase, an idiom, that we're just basically saying, Jesus, you have the power to heal us. You just say the word. In other words, you say what you need to say, right? Be healed, it might be. Or as our Lord told the paralytic in Mark chapter 2, your sins are forgiven. Rise up, take up your mat, and go home. So whenever we say, Lord, only say the word, we're not referring to any specific word or formula. It's just a way of saying, Lord, you have the power to do it. If you want it to be done, just say it, and it'll happen. It's just an expression or a figure of speech.
Yeah, like when somebody says, hey, if you need anything from me, just say the word and I'll be there.
That's right.
There's not a magic word. What a great question. Thank you very, very much. I don't know which of Carlo's books you don't have, but I really want you to have all of them. So ask Carlo. I mean, I keep saying Carlo when I mean Edgar. Edgar, he'll pick up the line and see if we can get you another of Carlo's, one or two more of Carlo's books. The number here in order to make your pledge of support is 888-291-8000. And I ask you sincerely for your pledge of support. We believe very strongly in what gets done here. It doesn't rely on us. People come and go here. The hosts come and go. The apologists come and go. What matters is answering people's questions about the Catholic faith. That is what makes it possible for many people to overcome obstacles and come into the faith and come into communion with Jesus Christ and His church. Your support makes all of that possible. You can do that by going to 888-291-8000. Now I'm feeling a little sheepish because I said, I want to be honest with you. And I said, we're doing great this hour. And then everything just dried up after that. So we still have a long way to go to make our match now.
Come on, folks.
So,
give us a call.
We need some people to pick up the phone and call. 888-291-8000.
Yes, Si. You know, Steve just mentioned he listens to us every night. Folks, if you're listening out there, if you don't call and give us the financial support that we need, then Steve ain't going to be able to listen to us every night. We need the financial
support. Do it for Steve.
And all the host of others out there who are listening to us day in and day out and are moved in their hearts to love the Lord more, moved in their minds to know the Lord more and to desire to know Him. Lives are changed, folks, from what we do here at Catholic Answers, and in particular on this show, Catholic Answers Live. So we need you to call 888-291-8000 or go online at catholicanswersradio.com or just text Catholic. Text the word Catholic to 24365 and help us to continue carrying on the great mission that we believe God is calling us to.
888-291-8000 is the number. Let's try to real quick. We'll get Sam in from Florida in, and then we'll see where we are by the end of the hour. We'll let you know if we're getting near to meeting that match. I'm kind of regretting. I said
we only have 9 minutes left, man.
Left, and we got a long way to go to reach that match. Take advantage of the double match right now, Sam. I know I started talking after I said I'm coming to you. 888-291-8000. Make any recurring donation, any new recurring donation, and it's tripled for the next 9 minutes. 888-291-8000. Sam in Florida watching on YouTube. Go ahead with your question for Carlo.
Hey, Si, can you hear me?
Very well. Yes, Sam. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Y'all were both very instrumental in my conversion, so I'm very appreciative.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I just had a quick question. You know, we talk about in our creed the Holy Spirit spoke through the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing as there wasn't, I imagine there wasn't sanctifying grace in the Old Testament, the Old Covenants, did the Old Testament prophets have a special indwelling of the Blessed Trinity, similar to the way that Catholics currently experience in the sacramental economy, or was it some kind of particular thing that was given to them? Just kind of shed some light on that, if you don't mind.
Yeah, excellent question, Sam. Very insightful and thoughtful. So concerning the prophets in particular, The way in which the Holy Spirit works with them would be giving them inspiration, infusing knowledge within their minds of divine revelation for them to prophesy concerning the truth and the Lord's divine plan as it's going to unfold. With regard to not just the prophets, but even all of the Old Testament righteous souls, the question, did they die with sanctifying grace? We have to conclude that they did, Sam, because they died in friendship with God. What's the principle of friendship with God? Charity, the theological virtue of charity. What's necessary for to have the theological virtue of charity? Sanctifying grace. So they would have died with sanctifying grace dwelling in their soul, by which they are in familial relationship with God, having friendship with God. Now, the difference between the Old Testament or a covenant and the New Covenant is, the first of all, the means by which that sanctifying grace would have been administered to the Old Testament righteous people. It would not have been through the Old Testament ceremonies that they would have been performing, which were merely external outward symbols of their obedience to God, these ordinances that God imposed upon them to perform. They would not have communicated sanctifying grace to them like the sacraments do today. So there would be a difference in the means by which the Old Testament righteous people were receiving sanctifying grace. For those people in the Old Testament, it would have been given to them in mysterious ways known only to God. Just like we say, even in the New Covenant, in paragraph 1257 of the Catechism, God is not bound by the sacraments. He can administer the graces of the sacraments, even without the sacraments, in mysterious ways known only to him. So if he can do that, even in the new covenant, even though we affirm the sacraments are the ordinary means of giving that sanctifying grace, we say he did do that in mysterious ways for the Old Testament righteous souls.
But wait, I've got to leave it there because that wraps it up for us.
Wow.
And we're going to thank you very much, Carlo. I'll let you know when we come back if we meet the match. Don't forget about that. Anybody with a new recurring pledge, we've got an extra $40,000 that was put on the table by a very generous donor or donors. I don't actually know. If you call 888-291-8000, a pledge in any amount monthly, you know, take it $10 a month, make it $100 a month, make it $500 a month. I mean, if you got that kind of money, it's all going to be matched up to $40,000. So we're going on a quick break. Perfect time to call 888-291-8000. Go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text the word Catholic to 24365. Thank you, Carlo. Great
Thank
hour.
Thank you, Cy. God bless, buddy.
888-291-8000.